Yeah. Woo! Here we go.
Episode 17, ladies and gentlemen.
Dropping right now.
Dropping like it's hot, like Uncle Snoop said.
Wow. Like Uncle who said?
Uncle Snoop.
Uncle Snoop. Have you seen that new show, Day Shift?
I have not.
It's a movie starring Snoop Dogg and Jamie Foxx.
Do they crush it? I actually saw it on Netflix the other day.
Yeah, it's a vampire movie. And
the thing about Snoop Dogg being a vampire is kind of funny.
He's not a vampire in the movie. He's like the top dog vampire hunter.
Nice. So he's like Blade's cousin.
Yeah, sure. Who works for the vampire hunting union.
Business. Yeah. Union.
Yeah. And he's like, West Side. What's good? Vampires don't be walking up in the valley like that. Because it's like
in California.
It's like in Reseda.
It sounds like a movie I'm not going to watch.
It is like, hey, let's take the worst 80s action in the worst 2022 CGI graphics, put Snoop Dogg and Jamie Foxx in the middle of it.
Oh, man, it's too good.
It is so bad. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm probably just going to watch it just because I'm like intrigued by it now.
What other movies are so bad they're good?
I'm not quite sure.
I'll tell you a few. I grew up with Surf Ninjas. You ever seen this movie?
I haven't not.
Well, that one is trash, but it's so good. What about Three Ninjas?
I have not seen that either.
Stop. Yes. You've never seen Three Ninjas?
No.
Are you serious?
I promise.
Rocky loves Emily. Rocky, you've never seen that?
No.
Holy. Tommy, I feel like I got to introduce you to these movies like I introduce my children to these movies.
Well, I feel like I got to introduce you to this fist that I'm about to friggin'.
You have a fist?
Yeah.
I've seen Surf Ninjas head. And Three Ninjas. You can.
Bro. Like getting all violent?
Yeah.
Like, dude, like, man.
Dude, I'm just trying to introduce you to some. Oh, God, Tommy, you just punched me in the face. I saw this last night.
Yeah.
I was on TikTok.
Yeah, you were.
And.
Are you a scroller at night?
No, dude, that's so unhealthy. Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, man, I only do it in the morning and throughout the day. Wait. And throughout the night.
When I don't scroll.
You're an addict.
When I don't scroll is when.
You're sleeping.
Is when I'm sleeping.
Or when you're praying.
Then I just leave it on our channel, on our TikTok page, on a video, and I just let it go all night to up the views. I'm just kidding. Could you imagine, bro? So stupid.
Dude, would you consider yourself a clout chaser?
I wouldn't say I'm a clout chaser. I would say I'm a clout tornado, and it chases me. So clout.
Dude, favor just follows you, man. You just have the clout. It's crazy. Some people have to chase it. It just follows you.
Well, you know, here's the problem with today's generation. Today's generation, it's all about feelings. You know, want to know what doesn't have feelings? Clout.
Clout has feelings.
Clout doesn't. No, clout does not care. Clout looks at someone and says, I will chase you. And it's chased me my whole life.
Starting with your paintball days?
Whoa. Whoa, Tom. Whoa.
Oh, shoot.
Yes. I'm in a video game.
You are?
I was on the front cover of a few
paintball
websites.
Yep.
I was in a magazine a couple times.
Yeah.
But that was for a different spread.
Yeah. My name was in a magazine one time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
It was it was in the Vanity magazine.
Okay.
Okay. They're going there.
You ever heard of this magazine?
I just start going there.
I was in this magazine once, and it was called what's that one, surfer one? Yeah, that one. I was also in this other magazine. Dude,
it only says the first name. I start claiming things.
I can't think of any other magazines except for ones I shouldn't be looking at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the old life. Back when I was 10 years old.
Dude, I feel like it's one of those mornings I just want to say whatever I want to say.
Dude, it's pre 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It's 5:30 right now. If I tried to filter what I was going to say, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I just love life today.
Love life. Tommy, I have a question.
Live, laugh, love, bro.
I have a question for you, bro. Live, laugh, love. Live, pray, eat. Live,
what's eat. Your favorite three words, like, that they've put out there?
Like, if I were to go to, you know, what's it called?
Let go and let God.
If you were to go to TJ Maxx and they have, like, that little, you know, those little shiplap plaques and it has, like, three inspirational words.
Yeah.
If I had to make one for myself that described my own life.
Yeah.
It would probably be, like, you know, if it described me, not, like, the ideal me.
Yeah.
It would probably be, like, eat, pray, slay, or something like that. But no, in the Halo font.
Mine would be pray, slay, okay. Got him.
Dang it. That's so good. Hey, let us know in the comments. Like, it's a podcast. There's no comments, bro. Hey, let us know in the comments what your three words are.
That's amazing.
Eat, pray, slay. Here's a question for you, Tom.
Okay.
You know, there's this phrase floating around the leadership self-help world. Win the morning, win the day.
Yeah.
And we've both read our fair amount of leadership content and listened to potties, which is short for podcasts. And, you know, it's this wake up every morning and win the day. Yeah. Dominate the day in the morning, and the rest of the day will fall into your hands. Conquer the morning. Make your bed. I'm like, dude, my wife is still in it. You want me to make the bed with my wife still in it?
Make half the bed.
Yeah, it would suffocate her to death because I tightened those sheets so tightly.
Like this new.
Hey, save it for later, baby.
I will talk about this new later.
Okay. But when you wake up in the morning, do you have to, like, convince yourself to get into go mode, or do you wake up, like, jolt, sit up, let's conquer the day?
I'm more of a, I think out of just habit and, you know, just routine in general, since I've, God, I mean, I think it's been in high school since I've been up this early. Like, I've always been up this early, to be honest with you, and, but I think I grew up, like, I grew up to that. Like, I've always been a natural morning riser, but I was never just, like, a morning jolt person.
Mm.
And then I think probably within the last, like, 10 years, I probably am now more of, like, that jolt person.
Got it.
Now, with having kids, I'm more intentional, I would say, with being a morning person, like, and getting up and go, because I just feel like naturally if I don't know, maybe this is not facts, and I don't know if it's true, but for me, I feel like if I get up before everyone else does, I have, like, a head start.
Mm.
And so it makes me feel
that's
like
your truth.
That's my truth. And so, like, it may not be other for people, but for me, like, I'm...
That's going to be your three words. That's my truth.
That's my truth. And so, yeah, I love getting up early. I love getting a head start. Whether that's, you know, doing a podcast, whether that's working out or whatever it may be, or reading, or, you know, whatever you want to get into. But I think if you're not a morning person, you should try it. Give yourself, like, people try it for like a week and they're like, dude, it's the worst.
No, I they don't even try it for a week. They go like, I wish I was a morning person. Well, you could be. All you got to do is wake up in the morning. I tried waking up early in the morning. What time did you go to bed last night? 3. Try to wake up at 5. Well, dear God. No one's waking up after 2 hours.
And I think, like, in high school and in college, like, you know, there's a lifestyle that, you know.
Yeah, you can push that.
You can push that. But I think as you get older, I think, you know, if you want to, I can't say it for everybody, but I felt like I've been more successful in this stage of my life waking up early than previous, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it's healthy. I think if you're trying to get it, you know, make a change in your life, I think you should try it.
Of course. Big change equals big opportunity.
Yep.
And a lot of people chase opportunity and realize that they have to change first. Like, change comes and then opportunity happens.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get an opportunity and then go, okay, now I got to change to fit the opportunity.
Yeah.
It's like opportunity comes through, you know, a combination of hard work, right place, right time, and discipline.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that opens doors. And most people think, oh, wow, they got their big break. It's like if the opportunity of a lifetime presented itself to you, you've got to be ready for that opportunity.
Yeah.
If you're not ready for it, it'll crush you.
That's it. And so many people, like, I think I've watched certain people, even in my own life, you know, elevate, and I could just tell they're making choices that have already are preparing them for it. And then when they are in this moment or in the opportunity or in the job or the role that they're in, I'm just like, I'm not surprised by that stuff because they've been working hard, you know, even behind the scenes from it. And it is such a discipline mentality. And I'm not just saying like wake up, hustle and grind kind of thing, but I just think it's daily habits of, you know, choices that you can make to, you know, succeed. And I think a great book that we've all read, you know, is James Clear,
Atomic Habits.
And that book is incredible. I should read that book again.
We should. We'll go through it together.
Yeah.
I'll read it out loud to you
on the podcast.
And then you read it out loud to me a page.
Welcome to Dads Who Try audiobook.
Hello. This is Audible.
This is not our book. We're reading a book to you.
Atomic Habits by James Clear. Dude, my voice, that's low.
Yeah.
Do you want to know a life hack I used to do when I was young?
What's that? Auto-tunes?
I might have actually said it before, but I used to call girls, or like when I first woke up.
Yeah.
Because my voice was lower.
Nice. Bro, that's a hack.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like 13 going through puberty. I'm like, hey, what's up, Brittany?
Hey.
Bro.
Joanne.
I called a girl one time, and I was like, you know, her parents answered, which our kids will never understand.
Oh, God.
The discomfort of trying to call a friend or a girlfriend or something like that, and they don't pick up the phone. Their dad picks up the phone. It's like you're trying to call your girlfriend, and the dad picks up the phone, and you're like,
Your voice instantly changes.
Hi. Oh, hi, Mr. Hi, Mr. Smith. It's good to hear you today. Your voice, you sound like you had a great day, didn't you? Oh, yeah. I was just wondering. I just wanted to discuss some schoolwork with your daughter, Brittany. Can I talk to her real fast? Just for a moment, please, sir, Mr. Smith.
Yes, Nate. Here's Brittany.
Yo, what up, Brittany?
Wait, this is still Mr. Smith.
Oh, sorry. Hey, I had a frog in my throat.
That is too real. That is too good.
Dude, I remember I called this girl and, you know, she picked up the phone and she's like, is this Nate's dad? And I was like, nah, girl, but you can call me daddy.
Ew.
What? Saying that?
Dude, you're 13. You're not calling. There's no girls calling you daddy.
Yeah, there's a whole, so weird. There's a whole generation of messed up kids because they really did have 13-year-old daddies.
Ew. Dear God.
Which, shout out to all of you that made it out with 13-year-old daddies. I can't say daddy anymore. I've hit my daddy limit.
I don't know what to say.
Say something, Tommy.
Say something.
I'm giving up on you.
Wow.
All right, that's it for the podcast today.
Hey, thank you for tuning in. Like, that's how we end it. Dear God. Nate.
Yeah.
We went to, last week Friday, we saw a movie.
We did.
Yeah. And, wow. You guys, I messed up.
Hmm?
So, we had talked about seeing this movie. I'm not going to lie to you. It was an anime movie that came out. Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Super.
And Nate and I still watch it. Leave us alone. But I think earlier in the week we're like, hey, let's go see a movie. And I'm like, yeah, bet. Like, let's rock. We'll get one of those movies with those recliner chairs. Let's just go for it, man. Like I don't want. Yeah, the first time I ever experienced a recliner seat at a movie was here in Los Angeles.
Whoa.
And I would never go back.
No.
And so, I was very excited. So I, just went ahead and I was like, Nate, I'll just buy the ticket and we'll sort it later. So I buy the tickets and, we get to the movies and we're at the entrance at the ticket booth. And Nate and I are like trying to scan our tickets.
Struggling.
And the girl's like trying to scan our tickets and she said it's not working. And I'm clearly like, no, it's working. We have seats F9 right and F10. And I'm showing her the ticket. And she was like, that's so weird. So she calls over like her manager and her manager looks at it. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's, you just blah, 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 blah. And so she just lets us through. And so we're like, you know what? We feel like a kid again. It's just us two. We're like, hey, let's just get the popcorn. Let's get the candies. And let's just go Slurpee mode. And so we get all the snacks. We go into
Auditorium 1,
and we walk in and no one's in there. And the screen is not, it's dark.
The lights are on, the screen's dark.
And so we're like, there's no way. This, obviously it's opening night, but there should be at least a couple of people in this place. So we walk back out and we're like, hey, there's no one in here. Like, it's weird. They're like, oh, it's probably upstairs then, in the IMAX. And, I'm starting to think, like, now, I don't know if I actually have the right tickets.
I'm like, we did not pay for IMAX tickets, bro.
We did not pay for IMAX tickets because IMAX tickets are, like, probably, like, $30.
Yeah, $30.
And so we get upstairs, and we go into Auditorium 1 for IMAX, and F9 and F10's open.
Yep.
And so we sit down, and I'm looking at my tickets, and I realize that I had actually bought the tickets for a Thursday night showing rather than a Friday.
The night before.
And I kind of have just one of those moments where I'm like, my stomach is like, uh-oh. Oh, shoot. And so, of course, you guys, so we're in this IMAX, auditorium room, and it's a pretty big room. Yep. And I look at F9 and F10. I'm like, we're probably like one of the rows that everyone's already here.
Yep.
And so, of course, like right before the showing starts, F9 and F10, the real people who bought those tickets
show up.
And the guy was like, yo, you got F9 F10? I was like, yeah, I got F9 F10. I show it to him knowing like, oh, God, I'm an idiot. Like, I'm too far. Like,
yeah, you're too far gone. Like, you're living the lie.
I'm like, oh, God, I show it to him. And he's like, so weird. Now, he was kind enough. He was like, dude, don't even worry. There's like 10 more seats right here next to us.
Yeah, no worries.
But his girl,
bro,
was kind of frustrated.
We kind of did him dirty.
Yeah, we did. Now, I would have.
Yeah, we would have moved.
I would have slid down.
He insisted.
His girl was like, dude, I'm not vibing this at all.
Yo, she's all, yo, we could. I'm going to go get the people. We're going to tell on them. We're going to make a move. And he's like, it's about to start. He's like, be quiet. It's about to start. He's like, he's trying to shut it down. Bro.
Yeah. He had the whole suit on. Like, he was like dressed up in anime. He had a really cool hat. He was the guy.
Yeah.
She was not. She was like a Karen.
Well,
she was not a Karen. We were in the wrong.
We were in the wrong.
But, like, dude, you just gotta be a bro at the time.
There was the spirit of Karen floating around. It was trying to get in.
It was lingering around her.
Yeah, yeah. She was more maybe like a Carrie.
Yeah, she was a Carrie. She wasn't necessarily Karen just yet because she never went to go grab somebody.
Can I clarify real quick?
Yes.
My mom listens to this podcast.
That's amazing.
Her name's Karen.
Yeah.
And, Mom, we're not talking about you.
Yeah, we're not talking about Karen Dumlow.
Yep. Karen, my mom,
yep,
is the sweetest, kindest woman in the
world.
She
is.
Most generous. She has a little bit of Karen vibes at times. We've grown up with a few, let me talk to the manager moments.
Yeah.
Okay. But
it's all right.
They're always cordial.
Yeah.
Hey, can we talk to the manager? Yeah, hey, how you doing? Hey, I just had a couple questions. Da, 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 da. But it's never like, let me talk to the manager.
You know? Yeah.
That's and we amazing. Always leave, like, you know, making friends and stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So she's one of the good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fee the Proud.
Well, we lasted throughout the movie, and it was just an all-time night.
Wow. Nostalgia at its highest.
Yeah.
Goosebumps so, at its highest.
When you go see a movie, you guys, make sure that you buy the tickets on the day that you actually want to see it and not the day before is yes. the moral of the story.
That's the moral of the story.
Yeah.
Measure twice, cut once. Like, Nate, you're not a carpenter, bro.
Start saying things like, like we're pros.
You know, when it comes to movies, I always say to myself, measure twice, cut once. You know. For movies, I say that a lot, so...
Nate, there's, you just make me laugh. You do. There's a lot of crap that you do that makes me laugh.
Tell me more. Okay, last night.
Yeah.
I was looking on TikTok.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, not TikTok. Yeah. Take it back. That was me rewinding. It sounded like I almost said something bad, but I didn't. I was watching YouTube.
Yep.
Have you heard of Impractical Jokers?
I have.
Hilarious bunch of guys. Yeah. We should do some content like that. But they were on another YouTube show
mm-hmm.
called Hot Ones.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious.
Hot Ones are amazing.
But I found out at the end of Hot Ones,
yeah,
they now sell frozen Hot Ones chicken at the grocery store.
Stop.
You can buy it.
Like with the flavor on it.
With the flavor on it. I think we should do a Dad to Try Hot Ones challenge.
Bro, that would actually be incredible.
Right?
We should start doing a segment like that. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've had an ongoing cold.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I've never had allergies my whole life. Is this allergies? I've had this thing for like 6 weeks, bro.
Have you tried taking the Zyrtec?
Well, you know, I try not to put...
You're a holistic person. Believe in medicine.
No, I don't believe in Transformers. Zyrtec? Brother.
Allegra.
Excuse me? Is it good?
It would change your life.
Really? Should I try it?
I think, bro, you got...
If I don't have allergies and I take it, will I die?
No. This is actually something that's very true. I never had allergies in my entire life prior to LA.
Yeah.
5 years ago, I moved here. First year of our conference... The night before I have Chick-fil-A. Sorry. Let me rewind. All right. 5 years ago.
So good.
Right before our church conference, I was actually in, a few weeks before, I go to the NBA summer camp in Vegas.
What?
And I was watching, some of these rookies play in the summer league, right? Yep. And I was with a few of the boys. Shout out to Jaron Grinnell. I was with him.
Was Saran there?
Saran was not there.
Mm.
There was a couple of friends that we were kind of hanging with.
Yeah, Mike, that crew.
yeah, that crew. You know.
Yeah, you know, the the pickup basketball consisting of ex college players and you know possibly played pros, but across
the that crew.
Yeah, totally.
We went to Starbucks that morning, and I had an egg sandwich, and I instantly started getting, like, bumps on my legs, and I've never had any of that stuff before, and so, of course, I take pictures, and I send it to Leah, and I'm like, hey, I don't know what this
She's
is.
She's like, I'm not used to these types of pictures.
Yeah, and so she was like, maybe just take some Benadryl, you know? She's like, if it really bothers you, but I know what, like, Benadryl does to me, it knocks me out quick.
Yeah.
I take medicine, and it just, whatever effect it has, it just goes.
Same.
And so I'm like, all right, well, I want to stay up because I want to stay up for the games. And so I take Benadryl, and I'm drinking a Monster with it.
Bro.
I know. It's probably not the safest thing at all whatsoever. So I'm like, you know, but I'm nervous because these bumps are starting to feel itchy. And at the time, I didn't know that there were hives.
Mm.
Those were that was the very first ever, you know, allergies I've had the night before conference. So I come back, and then it's like a day before conference, I have Chick-fil-A, and in the sauces, they have egg products in it. And, bro, that night, I instantly break out. My whole body's covered in hives.
No.
To the point where I'm like, dear God, I don't know what to do. And the emergency room that we were trying to go into was not open. And so
I remember Leo was just like, why don't you just take a cold bath? So like for probably a couple hours, bro, I'm in this ice cold bath trying to like calm down these hives. And the next morning I rush into
urgent care.
Well, an allergy place that they actually referred me to right away. And the guy just was like, bro, you definitely are allergic to something that you've been, you know, it may be new.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, my whole life I've eaten eggs. Why am I allergic to it now? And he just said, it's just something that people develop.
It's called adult life.
Yeah. And so, 5 years later, I realized that I'm allergic to, you know, egg products. But as a recent, you know, I went back to kind of do the panel and I'm not allergic to it. No. It's weird. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that's going on with my body.
It's because you're an X-Men, bro. You're mutating. That's crazy. You're not allergic to it anymore.
No.
You want to know what changed?
I don't know what changed.
Dad, you try.
It's probably because...
This has healed you.
It's healed me.
Hey, let us know in the comments if this has healed you. Dad, you try. If this has been a healing experience for you.
Please call in. Let us know right now. Actually, hey, we have our first caller this morning at like 6:30 a.m. Hey, John, how you doing, my man? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Like those talk shows. Hey, yeah, we just got another caller in here. Steve, can you hear me? Steve, where are you from?
Hi, this is Steve. I'm here on the 405. I had a quick question first. Longtime listener, longtime fan. And I had a quick question for Tommy.
Yeah, hey, who's this, Steve?
This is Steve.
Steve, where are you from, Steve?
I'm from Portugal. First name Scuba, last name Steve. And, I'm sorry, Portugal, through Pennsylvania. I'm just on vacation here in Portugal.
Nice.
And, I have a quick question for you, Tommy.
Yeah, talk to me here.
I hear you talking on this podcast about things that you have developed allergies to. And what are some other things that you've developed allergies toward or you're allergic to that aren't food related? Like, for example.
Yeah, Steve, I'm allergic to bullcrap, and I think you're bullcrapping me right now, man. I don't think you're from Portugal.
What makes you say that?
Because I'm looking at you and you look like a Nathan.
It looks like Steve had to go.
Bro, it's crazy.
Wow, that was... I think he was from Portugal, personally.
No, that was not in Portugal.
Just kidding. Portugal. It was me, guys. It was just me.
You guys did not know that was Nate, for sure.
That was actually me. Was that good?
That was actually brilliant.
Wow.
Found it. Nice.
Want to know what I'm allergic to?
What?
I'm allergic to my boy's drama.
The video you sent me last night?
Okay. That was not drama. That was real.
That was real.
River, yesterday. Excuse me. Jeez, black lung. Yesterday, Steph went to... A couple of Steph's friends, Elena and Jen.
Yes.
Great ladies. They said, amazing, hey, Steph, people. We love you so much. We just want to take you out for a spa and drinks. So they took Steph out for an 80-minute massage.
What?
And then they went to EPLP and got drinks and food.
Weird. You've never done that for me.
I took you to the damn theater. I dined you over Dragon Ball Z, bro.
Weird.
I tried to pay, but they didn't take Apple Pay, but it's fine. Okay.
Oh, man.
Listen.
You guys, if you think Nate should take me out to the and start saying that stuff.
I said, Steph, you got an 80-minute massage.
At the Now?
No, it was like even better. It was Elena's favorite spa. I don't even know what it's called.
Shout out to Elena, man. She's a great human being. I know she's going to listen to this, and she's going to give us some great feedback because she is a great person.
Yes.
You guys, we love the feedback.
And, absolutely.
Bro, I saw her at conference.
Yep.
And she was like, hey, I love listening to the podcast. And she
so
was like,
cool.
Just telling me, you know, kind of the stuff that we're talking about. But one of the things she mentioned was, we don't put, like, you know how, this is actually a great thing I want to talk about this morning. when you had kids, yeah. when you first had River, mm-hmm. you know, or when I first had LJ, I always said to myself, I never want to be those parents that post about their kids all the time.
Yeah.
You know, instantly your feed, your stories becomes about your kids. And I was for sure, I'm like, no, never, I would never become that person. I'm not. You're not going to confine me into this. I'm not just a dad. I'm not just a dad. I'm a dad. I'm a gamer. I'm a gangster. I'm whatever. And of course, slowly but surely over time, kids content has taken over
your life.
My life. And so do you find this to be true about your life, or are you still pretty good about just posting whatever you want to post?
Yeah. My life be like, ooh, and that's the sound of my kids crying. Yes.
I just don't know.
Tommy, like, I'm a photographer.
Yeah. But do you think people get annoyed? Do you get annoyed when you see people like post about their kids all the time?
When I didn't have kids, I was like, I don't want to see your kids.
Yeah.
Now that I have kids, I'm like, oh my gosh, my kid does that too. I want more kid content.
Dude, you instantly, it's that is so true. It's a switch. Yes.
And that didn't happen. When I got married, I didn't want to see your wedding photos.
Yes.
Like, I was like, cool. You got wedding photos. Oh my gosh. She's grabbing his hand and they're walking away and she's looking back at the camera like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. Like, dude, we all have that shot. Okay. I'm a wedding photographer. I've taken that photo 40 times. I don't care. I don't want to see your engagement. I don't want to see your wedding. I don't want to see any of that stuff. When we didn't have kids, I don't want to see your kids. That's stupid. Keep your kids to yourself. As soon as my wife popped a child out. Pop. I was like, give me the kid content.
Yeah.
I want it all.
You want to see your friends relate to you in a way where, you know, you're just like, you're experiencing my pain too.
That, and I think kids are the freaking most hilarious creatures on the planet, bro.
Yeah. So when Elena told me, she was like, hey, you guys, you know, she said, you guys don't post enough kid content. And I'm like, man, I feel like I was posting, you know, or when I did post, it was the kid content.
Yeah.
And now it kind of gave me the green light to be like, okay, I can do whatever I want to do. I can post LJ, I can post Ali, I can do whatever I want.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah.
You have full permission.
Praise God.
Let's get back to the story I was originally talking about, Tommy.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
So River, yes.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. But yesterday, Steph goes on this little spa thing, right? She's out for the whole night. And so the boys were really excited. Boys, we're doing guys night. You know, it's like, what do you do with a 2-year-old on guys night? Put them to bed early. But we're doing guys night. So we go to the park. We're playing football. They're riding their scooters to the park. On the way back, River goes, watch this, Dad. Goes to do a little jump on his scooter, which I'm proud of. The scooter leaves his feet, whips around, whack.
Hits his ankle.
You could hear it. I'm like, dear God, this guy's foot might be gone. Amputated. I look at him. His face is fine. About half a second later, the pain reaches his brain. And he's like, oh, God. Falls down on the ground. He's holding his ankle. Oh, God. It hurts. And I, you know, being the great dad that I am, I'm taking my phone out. And I go, River, how's it feel? Your first ankle whip from a scooter.
Yeah.
You've officially joined boyhood.
Yeah.
Childhood. Not just boyhood. This happens to the little girls as well.
Yep.
But that ankle hit from your scooter is like a telltale sign that you're officially a real child. Before that, you're a Pinocchio. Now you're a real child.
I remember having a razor. Yes. And, dude, I got hurt so many times trying to do super crap on that thing.
Yes.
Jumping off the curb, mm-hmm. not landing correctly, falling.
Yeah.
You know, good for River.
Mm-hmm.
Battle wounds that are worth telling.
He's like, Dad, carry me home. I'm like, dude, it's 3 blocks away. Yeah. You weigh 400 pounds. You might as well.
River, he's actually the greatest. When I got that video, bro, I was laughing.
Dude.
I was like, this is us.
Should we post it?
Yes, people probably want to see this.
It's funny. I might get CPS called on me.
You might.
These days, bro.
We live in a crazy culture.
We do. We do. Let's address that real quick. Because I feel like we live in a culture where anything is permissible except for hard standards of morality and discipline. Like, hey, you can do whatever you want. Hey, we accept you. We accept your truth. We accept how you want to do anything unless you have a hard measure or standard of morality.
Which is crazy because I think, yeah, I don't know, man. It's like, I don't know when it switched. Maybe it's always been around and maybe it's just more polarizing these days.
Yeah, and it's turned from I accept you as a human to now you have to accept everything I do as a human.
Right.
So it's like, hey, I love you. I appreciate you. I'll serve you. I'll be generous, whatever, you know, I'll empathize with you. But that's not enough anymore. Now it's, hey, you do cocaine. That's great. That's your truth. If that makes you feel good, go for it. And it's like, wait a second. Can we not tell people that's not good for you?
Yeah.
Hey, that lifestyle that you're living, it's not going to do well for you. Well, I don't want to live the lifestyle that's healthy. I want to live whatever lifestyle I want. That's a scary place.
It is, because it's like, well, then there goes accountability, thrown out the window. You know, there's people that are, I want to, it's so hard to say, because I think so many people now these days, even like are, like even in schools, like, you know, like growing up, like right now, you're watching it change, and it's, you know, like the standards and the values are obviously changing drastically, and we're like, we want to create a safe place, but it's like, how do you create a safe place when, if you accept people for the way they want to be, and, you know, and if it's not, and if you can't accept that, then you're canceling them.
Yeah, it's like, I can disagree with you and still love you.
Yeah.
It's the fact that we live in a world now that says if you disagree, that equals hate.
And I think that's further from the truth. It's like, dude, I disagree. I can still love you.
Yeah, I disagree with you all the time. I disagree with my wife all the time.
Yeah.
Dear God, I disagree with my children every day.
Yeah.
And I still love them. I still care for them. I'll still do anything for them. You know, it's, we grew up probably one of the earliest groups of people. We were born in 1990.
Yep.
We grew up in a culture that really pushed forward the idea that everyone wins. Here's your participation trophy. You know, everyone gets an equal slice of the pie, no matter how good or bad you did.
Right.
And I understand the value of making people feel valued.
Right.
But the problem is, if that's the culture that you're going to live in, people feel entitled to a certain level of value that they didn't earn. I'm not saying as a human. Every human has rights and values that they're born with intrinsically.
Right.
Right? I'm saying, like, you got to win first place in order to get a first place trophy.
Yeah, this isn't third grade field day anymore.
You know what I'm saying?
You're not getting a blue ribbon.
Yeah.
If you're not getting first, you're not getting first.
No. But we're living in a world where it's like, if you get first, you know,
it feels like the rest.
Yeah. Or you get penalized, or you have to share, or, you know, whatever it is. And it's like, I don't want my children to be raised up thinking that there's no value in being excellent.
Yeah.
There's no value in doing well, because at the end of the day, they're going to get the same prize as everyone else, you know?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, like, everyone who is striving to become the best version of themselves, and obviously becoming, you know, creating excellent standards and values and morale, and, you know, I think there is something to be said about, you know, living a life that is set apart still. You know, I think it is, like, you know, it is very appealing for when you see someone who just, they live by a value that they're convicted by.
Right.
And, you know, again, we're not saying here that we don't accept everybody.
Of course.
But what we are saying is that, like, even for me, bro, like, I have certain people that, like, speak into my life,
yeah.
like, that tries to keep me accountable. And, you know, we just talked about it recently, you know?
Right.
And I need that in my life because I have blind spots that I don't always necessarily see.
Right.
You know, and I think that sometimes, you know, we're talking about your truth. Your truth is your truth until it friggin' kills you. And
or it's then, not truth.
Or it's not truth. And who's there to tell you that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
You know, so I think that that's where it's like, I think it can get into like a kind of a scary place is because I think when you're so driven by your truth or your thing, you only see it that way. And it's like, if you're driving with that truth, that's great, maybe. But I think that how is that truth created? Has it been
forged through trauma?
Yeah.
Has it been created through feelings? Has it been created through, you know, an environment that's designed around you feeling or seeing yourself a certain? It's like, yeah, your truth is, it feels like a paradox, right? It feels like an oxymoron. Like, if your truth is in direct contradiction to my truth,
yeah,
then one of our truths
is not the truth.
It's not the truth.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, it just seems, anyways, we can get past this, but I think, you know, at the end of the day, if, I think it's okay that not everyone wins at everything.
That's right.
But I do think everyone has the ability to win at something.
Yeah.
And it's like, if your passion is to play the violin, don't try out for the football team. You know, right. Unless you also have a passion for the football team, then of course.
Do both.
But it's like, let's not try to measure ourselves against people or things or ideas that we don't care about or not, you know, we don't. Like, why do we look at TV, television standards and go like, that is the number one thing I need to be like?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, be you.
Yeah.
Run in your own lane. Create a new course.
Yep.
Take the hard path. Become the standard in which people can measure themselves against.
Right.
It's like, if you're not winning at this, that's okay. A few things. Number one, it might not be what you even care about. You're trying to win because other people are winning. Like, don't chase something that's not you.
That's it.
Be in your, crush your lane. Dads, don't chase what other dads are doing if it doesn't fit for you. Like, look at your life, find what you love, find your passions, and run in your lane and be okay with the dad that you are.
That's right. And I think you can be inspired. You know, there are so many people that I'm inspired by.
Yes.
You know, I'm inspired by like crazy work ethics. I'm inspired, yes, by, you know, their values, how they, you know, how they live their lives is convicting sometimes for me. But that doesn't have to translate into wanting that same thing. You,
yep,
know, I admire so many people around me. You know, I'm like, I always watch, you know, how they treat their kids. And so I think you can be inspired by those things, but wanting that specific life, I don't think that's the move.
I wouldn't trade my life for anybody's.
That's it.
But it's like, yeah, it's exactly what you're saying. If you want to be the best basketball player in the world, you should be inspired by Michael Jordan. You should be inspired by Kobe's work ethic. You should be inspired by LeBron James' court vision. You should be, you know,
yeah,
take those things and make them your own. You know, in the creative community, you know, there's a really famous book by a guy named Austin Kleon. Shout out to this guy. But he wrote a book called Steal Like an Artist. And it's the idea, you know, no one makes original art. Hmm. They all steal it. But you honor it by making it yours. You
that's
know?
Cool.
And that's life. It's like, nothing's new under the sun. We're not coming up with anything new. We're just making it ours for our context in our situation. So we encourage you, do the same, you know, take the tools and the principles and make them yours for your family, your situation, your work. And we're going to tell you to do this right now. Make it fit in your context. Drop a 5-star review.
That's it. Please do. Because when you do, we will answer a question that you may have.
Yes.
And we would love to talk about it on the podcast.
I'm going to open it up right now.
Yeah.
Apple Podcasts. Let's see if there are any new reviews. Oh, there's two new 5-star reviews, Tom.
Talk to me.
Okay. Such a fun podcast. Great content. They keep it real, fresh, and light. Let's go. By Subway. I like that. And the other one did not leave a comment, but it was another 5-star review. We'll take it.
We'll take it.
So
we're going up on a Tuesday.
57 5-star reviews.
Praise God.
On Apple.
Yeah.
Let's check on Spotify. 32 reviews.
More Apple users.
But
listeners.
But we got a 4.9.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Look. People can't relate to Superman. They can relate to Clark Kent. I'm okay with a 4.9.
I'm okay with a 4.9.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a 4.9.
Out of 10.
Yeah, California. I'm a 9.9 out of 10 in Washington.
Let's go.
Yep. Yep. Anyways, we love you guys. We are almost, 50 minutes into this podcast.
Yeah.
And it just feels right. I just love recording. I love talking to you, Tom.
I love talking to you, Nathan.
It was cool having some guests on today. Steve from Portugal.
Steve from Portugal. And stay tuned, though. We do have some fun guests coming up.
Yeah.
I won't tell you who it is, but we do appreciate you guys coming on, listening with us, giving us the feedback that you do. Bro, if they want more content,
yeah,
where should they go?
We got a TikTok.
We do have a TikTok.
And an Instagram.
And an Instagram.
That is full of clips.
Yeah.
And funny moments between Tommy and I that are not on the podcast.
Yeah.
So exclusive content on our social media platforms. Head over there, drop a follow, drop a, I don't know, whatever they're called. Subscribe on YouTube, all that fun
stuff. Yeah, we do have a YouTube channel, you guys, that we just started. And it's fun. You know, I think it's, so with all the different platforms that are out there these days, there's different people that are listening to, obviously.
Different areas.
And so if you can, why don't you go over to YouTube, subscribe, go over to our social media channels, follow us, and we'd love to stay in touch.
This is episode 17. Episode 20, we have a big announcement for you guys.
Let's go.
So we'll see you there. Well, episode 18 first, and then 19, and then we'll see you at 20.
See you soon.
Yeah. Hope you have a great day.
Let's go up on a Tuesday.
Yeah.